Welcome to E-Commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Welcome to the next episode of our podcast. We've been actually getting a lot of positive feedback about the podcast and the episodes that we've been putting out, which I just want to share some gratitude for those great bits of comment and the positive feedback that we're getting. And also just to say that stuff really helps us to keep motivated, to keep creating new episodes and putting this out there. And just a quick thank you to each of you who've given the nice feedback online, or even just if you haven't given feedback, just for listening, I appreciate you. And I want to keep delivering you great content. And I'd love you guys to keep coming back to learn more about e-commerce, specifically about how to sell online in South Africa, because that's what we're here to talk about. And in this episode, I want to jump into a tentative subject. It's kind of like the eternal debate between which platform is better for you to start an online store. Is it WordPress or is it Shopify? Heck, there are 300 other platforms which are advertising themselves to South African entrepreneurs as being perfect for the South African market. And you know, when we look at the wider list of those 300 platforms, one of the things that really jumps out to me is the limitation in terms of growth of those platforms. Because when you're starting out and when you're new to e-commerce, you can look at any of those 300 platforms and you could think these all look great. Because when you're starting out, the two key things that you're looking to do with your website is to load products and to take payment. And most of those platforms, well, they can do just that. So for that reason, they all look great. And the other thing that people are always paying attention to is the pricing of the various platforms. Because whenever you're starting out a new business, I get it. I totally agree that we want to keep our costs down. And I'll speak about that in a little bit too. But as we look at these 300 plus platforms, what we really need to look at is the potential growth of those platforms. Because after you've added your products and after you can actually take sales, what else can you do with this platform? And this is where the more established platforms really come to the front. The ones that offer extra functionality, extra support, and extra growth. The ones that allow you to take your online store from being a small startup to being a big, thriving, successful business. If you choose one that doesn't have that growth potential, then you're going to come a little bit stuck very quick as you start to get more sales and want to add extra functionality to your site. And really, if I cut to the chase, the short version of which platforms you should be thinking about really comes down to two leading platforms, WordPress or Shopify. Now, we've put out polls to our community, you know, on Facebook, the Insaka e-commerce community. There's tens of thousands of people in there. And we've put out multiple polls, and it always comes out as a top two are Shopify and WordPress in terms of what platforms people are using to sell online right here in South Africa. And that result is no big surprise, because that's the same result as we see worldwide. Really, those two are the leading platforms. So while you may be drawn to a different one, and there are lots of others, I want to encourage you to just work with one of these two, because this is where you're going to be able to have the good start in terms of the products and the payments, but you're also going to have the ability to grow and scale this store when it becomes successful. And I do say when, not if, because I'm the eternal optimist and I want all of your stores to become that success that you're dreaming of. So as we start to look between Shopify and WordPress, and of course WordPress is a blogging platform, but WordPress with WooCommerce. Now, WooCommerce is a plugin that enables the WordPress site to be able to have the e-commerce functionality. Well, WooCommerce with WordPress, we'll group that together and call it WordPress, or the alternative Shopify. Which one should you be going for? Now, if you look in my free Facebook group, that Insaka group, I call it the eternal debate, because this question comes up again and again. And every time it does, there are hundreds of comments of everybody giving their opinion. And in this episode of the podcast, I want to share my opinion. And I want to tell you which one I think is right. And really, when somebody asks me this question directly, which platform is right for them to use, I can't answer that without first taking them through the considerations that I'm about to take you through and then coming to the conclusion together. So let's go into my five top criteria, the considerations for you to go through. I'll take you through the thought process, and then ultimately I'll help you to make the decision for yourself at the end of this episode. And if you've been sitting on the fence and trying to figure out which is the right one for you, then stick around, because at the end of this, you'll have more clarity on that. And so of these five considerations, the very first one is pricing. Now, WordPress is absolutely free, which is a big win, because as we're starting a new online store, we want to keep our costs down, and this is a great way to do it. Now, the alternative being Shopify, well, that comes at a cost of $29 on a monthly basis. And also, there's a transaction fee of 2%. So every time you make a sale, 2% is charged as a fee to Shopify. Now, those costs are obviously not something that you want when you're starting up a store. Now, to say that WordPress is absolutely free is not entirely true, because the WordPress and WooCommerce platforms are free, but in order to host your website, you need to have a hosting package, which is going to cost you about 99 Rand a month. So it's not entirely free. It's going to cost you a minimum of 99 Rand a month or $29 a month with Shopify. And of course, those are the base rates. And as your stores grow and scale, you might need to expand onto a higher and more expensive hosting pack platform with WordPress, or with Shopify, you have options to go into the higher tiers where you get extra functionality, but your pricing goes up too. But as a starting rate, let's call it 99 Rand a month for WordPress or $29 a month for Shopify. So in terms of this consideration, I think WordPress seems to be taking the lead in this discussion. But when we go into the second consideration, this is the learning curve. Because as a new entrepreneur, as somebody who is starting out their first website perhaps, or getting some experience online, there is always going to be a learning curve. And with Shopify, one of the great things is that their user interface is really easy to understand. When a new person goes in there, you immediately understand where everything is and how it all works together. Well, maybe not immediately, but you can figure it out. I always say that if you can figure your way around Facebook, and if you can upload pictures to Facebook, then you are pretty well enabled to be able to operate and to run and to figure out the back end of a Shopify platform website. Now, on the flip side, with WordPress, the learning curve is quite a bit longer, because while some of the sections, the user interface of setting up WooCommerce, there's a wizard that will guide you step by step of how to do that. And that's all good and well. But there's a lot of questions that come up for you, and the answers aren't always there. And so the learning curve with WordPress is quite a bit longer than with Shopify. So for me, in terms of this consideration, Shopify takes the win. The third consideration to share with you is the flexibility and, let's say, the ownership of the platform. When you read these eternal debates online about WordPress versus Shopify, you'll always see developers coming up to the fore and saying that WordPress is entirely yours. It's an open source platform, which means that you own it. It means that nobody else can ever take it away from you. And with Shopify, of course, Shopify is a company. So you are using their platform, and effectively you are using their thing, and they could change the rules at any moment. But with Shopify, they are a listed business on the Canadian Stock Exchange. And so I don't think that they would actually make any negative changes to negatively impact their customers, being us, the website owners. So while I agree that it is best to have full ownership over the website, I don't see that Shopify owning the platform is anything that I would ever be worried about, because if they were to make a decision that negatively impacted me, it's going to reduce the value of their business. And as a listed business in the Canadian Stock Exchange, they just wouldn't do that. Now, with WordPress, it is open source. It is entirely yours, and nobody could ever take that away from you. So that is a win in terms of this consideration. But as we go into the fourth consideration, which kind of steps off nicely from the previous one, with WordPress being your own and with nobody owning it and with it being free, it also means that there isn't support. So with WordPress, there isn't a team of people working at WordPress that you could phone or that you could email and say, hey, I've got this challenge or this problem or this question. Can somebody help me out? Because that doesn't exist. There is no support. The only support that you'll find with WordPress is online communities. That can be a forum or it can be a Facebook group where consumers are helping one another, because really there is nobody at WordPress that's going to help you. So when you come up to a challenge, you need to be the type of person that's willing to do the online research and to go and figure it out on your own, because you can't just reach out to support and ask them your questions. There is no support there at WordPress. Now, on the other side, with Shopify, This is a big win, in my opinion, for Shopify, because really that $29 that you're paying on a month-to-month basis, it's funding this support team. You've got instant access to live chat, real people on the other side of chat lines. You can phone them and ask them your questions. You can pop them an email and they'll respond to you within 24 hours. And this is really helpful, especially for people who are new to e-commerce, because as we're new and as we're going through this learning curve, we're always going to have questions. And if you have very deep and thorough support, that's going to help you to achieve your results, in my opinion, a lot quicker than not having the support and needing to go and figure it out on your own every single time you come up against a challenge. And I do see these questions coming up in my community with somewhat, you know, where people are coming up across challenges and they're trying to research online and Googling a problem, and then they come into our group. And that's also a great resource, because sometimes you can post your question into my free community on Facebook, and there's some other nice WordPress users who will come and help you. But that really is the community support that you're looking for. There isn't support from WordPress themselves. So let's go through to the fifth and the final consideration, which is about the plugins and the apps that are available. And this is fully available on both platforms. So for me, there isn't a win on one over the other. On both platforms with WordPress, you've got the plugins that you can go. A lot of are free and many are also paid for more advanced functionality. With Shopify, on the other hand, they've got the Shopify App Store. Again, lots of free apps. There are also a lot of paid apps which give you extra functionality. And this point number five, this consideration in terms of having the plugins and the apps, this is what separates WordPress and Shopify from all of the other platforms. The other platforms where you would hit a glass ceiling, if you will, when you see some growth and then you want to offer something different on your website. You want to do some bundle sales, or you want to have a countdown timer that's discounting a promotion, or you want to offer your customers a loyalty program. When you are working on other platforms that don't have plugins and apps available, then this is where you're really going to start to get stuck, because you're going to want to grow your store and add extra functionality to your business. But if you're not on WordPress or Shopify, then you're really going to struggle to add that functionality to your site. And this is where both WordPress and Shopify come to the fore, because this is what's going to allow you to grow your store, add functionality, give your customers a better experience, and also ultimately close more sales. This is what's going to let you take your business from a startup online website to a thriving e-commerce business. And so for that reason, I think that both of these are fantastic. So as a way of kind of summarizing the avatars, the type of people that are more likely to go with WordPress, maybe one of these might feel familiar to you. Because with WordPress, it's generally preferred by people who are looking to start an online store, and they're doing so on an absolute shoestring budget. They are keeping their costs at a minimum, and for that reason, WordPress is the way they want to go. Another group of people who always go for WordPress are people who are proficient in code writing, because when you are a code writing genius, then you have the ability to go into WordPress and you can write all the functionality yourself and you can change stuff up. And of course, because it's open source, you can do anything you want to your website. So that's a big win there. With Shopify, you can edit some of the code, but there's a lot of limitations, like the checkout. Shopify won't let us change their checkout because they've done it the way that they think is the best for us to use. And so people who are proficient with code writing will generally go to WordPress because they have more control and they can change more stuff. So if you are one of those people, maybe WordPress is for you. Another group of people who are always looking at WordPress is companies who have massive budgets. And with that big budget, they are looking to hire an agency who is going to create a bespoke, unique website with all the functionality that they are looking for. And when you're looking for bespoke functionality, then you can hire an agency or some code writing geniuses to create your website for you. So companies with big budgets, well, they often look to WordPress to hire an agency or a developer to build that website for them. Now let's take a look at people who are more likely to prefer Shopify. Well, one of the groups are entrepreneurs who are new to e-commerce, who need the easier user interface. They're looking for a quicker learning curve, and they are willing to invest some money into the Shopify platform to be able to have that. Another group of people who often go for Shopify are people who are looking for quick results, because a longer learning curve means it might take longer for you to get your website live. And one of the things that I often think about is that as entrepreneurs, we owe it to ourselves to get our websites live sooner rather than later. Because when we get our website live, we can start to get traffic and we can start to get customers to our store. And that feedback that those initial customers and the initial visitors to our website, that feedback is what we're looking for, the feedback of whether or not they're going to buy. And if they're going to buy, and if we start getting sales on our new website, it means that this is a winning website. This is going to be a great business and we can lean into it. We can double down and we can go even bigger and better. But on the other hand, if it's not working out and if it's taking a long, long time to get going, then you also do want that feedback, because perhaps that feedback is telling you that you need to change your product, change your pricing, or try something different. Because we really want to get that feedback instead of waiting months and months to go through a long learning curve and launch a store in 6 months time. Let's do it sooner so that we can start to see if this is going to be a winner or if it's going to be a lemon. If it's a lemon, that's not the worst news ever, because we can pivot, we can change, we can do something different. And if it's a winner, we can double down and make this even bigger and better. But if we can get that feedback sooner rather than later, then it means that we can adjust and adapt now instead of waiting months and months before we actually get our website live and start to see what that feedback is going to be. So that's kind of a few pointers that I wanted to share with you in terms of WordPress versus Shopify. And as you, if you were to read more online to see which one you think is the best, I wasn't actually going to mention this, but one thing I do see often is a lot of blogs and articles online which are very pro WordPress. Sometimes you need to take that with a pinch of salt, just because of the fact that the agencies and website developers who are writing these articles, and if the article is in fact written by a website developer or an agency, those people are, you know, these people who are proficient in code writing. And for that reason, they are very much recommending WordPress, because they want that full control, because they know how to control it. And the other thing is that sometimes, and not all the time, but I have sometimes caught out some developers who are recommending WordPress over Shopify, because in a roundabout way, they know that when people go into WordPress, they might get stuck and they need support and they don't know how to change the code. And then further down the road, as that website grows and they come across these challenges, these entrepreneurs are going to start hiring these agencies to make those changes for themselves. And so when they are promoting WordPress, sometimes they are promoting that people go into a platform which will lead to more business for them in the future. And that's not always the case, but sometimes you just need to read these reviews with a pinch of salt and just see who is it that's writing this review and what is their intention for sharing this information. So that is kind of a few pointers that I thought I'd share with you. And as you've gone through this, maybe you feel that you are falling into one of the categories that I shared, where you would prefer WordPress or you might prefer Shopify. And either way, if you are listening to this episode in the week that we've dropped it and we've made this episode go live to the public, then in this week, we are also running a 5-day challenge where I'm going to show you how to set up a Shopify store. And of course, I use Shopify because it's easier for me to show you guys. It's a 5-day challenge, and I'm going to show you how to set up your store, add your products, set up the payment gateways, design the website without needing code. It's much easier than you think. Let me show you how. And then at the end of the week, in this 5-day challenge, I'll show you how to turn on the site and make it live to the on the internet. I also can do this training on WordPress, but for ease of use and ease of me training people, I do use Shopify. Now, with our premium training and in our premium courses, I actually teach on both Shopify and WordPress, because I'm a big believer in both. And personally, I've had a lot of success with both platforms. So I love both platforms. I teach on both platforms. But for the 5-day challenge, which is happening in the week that this episode goes live, then on that 5-day challenge, I'll be showing how to set up a Shopify site. So if you're listening to this now, this week, then go ahead and go visit the Insaka website, insaka.co.za, book a free spot and join me live as I teach everybody how to set up their own e-commerce website. And I'll show you how, and we can do it with Shopify now and we can do it with WordPress later, but ultimately in our premium training, we do it with both, because as I say, I do believe in both and I've had success with both myself. So as you've gone through this episode, I hope that it's given you more clarity on which one might be better suited to you. And I also hope that you'll join me for the 5-day challenge. Pop across to insaka.co today, book a free spot, and join me for the live training, which is happening this week. I hope to see you guys there. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.